It's the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, 6.05 a.m. Do you like it when the sun is up this early?
No.
You're coming into work and it's just, like, you have to put on your sunglasses at 5-something in the morning?
Yeah, I love it.
You do like it?
Yeah, it wakes me up.
I hate the early morning sunrise and the late evening sunset. The day's too long.
What is wrong with you, man? Jeez. That's like the best part of summer is the endless summer days.
No, it's not. I want to go to bed and get like 8 hours of sleep. And
you
it's
get
like,
at least 12 hours every single day.
Untrue,
what are you talking
sir.
About? Is it?
You sleep like a bear.
Untrue. I only got 10 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Oh.
So how dare
we,
you?
We shall support you and carry you through the show today.
I appreciate that. I actually, on Monday's show, I hadn't slept yesterday. Like, I was like, I got like maybe a half hour of sleep.
What?
I couldn't sleep last night. It's the sun's up too late. You know,
oh, plus it's the sun's fault.
And then the people with the fireworks.
I see.
At 2 a.m. Yeah, yeah. on a Sunday night. It was rough.
Well, peace be with you, brother.
Well, I'll try. Try to get through this today.
All right. Well, some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off today with some bad news, Dave?
I'd categorize this as a pretty bad day. An Alabama woman. You know, for all of the stories that we have on a daily basis about dumb people doing dumb things, surprisingly, very few come from Alabama.
Because they don't have reporters down there.
Is that what it is?
That's why.
Nobody's has a phone yet.
Yeah, Florida's got a rich history of journalism. Alabama, we'll see.
An Alabama woman was involved in a road rage incident and attempted to shoot another person, but instead shot her husband on accident. Whoops.
Okay.
The incident took place Saturday, beginning in Dodge City, Alabama, and ending at a residence in Bremen, Alabama. According to the incident, an altercation occurred in which the offender, Erica Cole, attempted to shoot a second party, but shot her husband, Nicholas Cole, in the head instead.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Whoa. Did he live or not?
Yeah, he's in stable condition, according to reports. So she's even bad at shooting people on the head. Erica Cole, 31, was arrested after deputies conducted an investigation in conjunction with the prosecutors. They charged her with attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment.
This should not have taken place in Dodge City. Maybe Hintsville out of Detroit. There we go. Who shoots somebody like from a car
across through the passenger or through the driver window?
Yes.
Right? Like if she's a passenger, she's going to whip out a gun and just start squeezing off rounds with her husband in between them and the moving target.
You can be a skilled marksman for that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can think of in a situation like that, too, on top of everything else, besides the awfulness of getting hit in the head by your wife who's trying to shoot at another car.
God, Erica.
Stupid hick. is the fact that you're in a cabin, a car cabin, and a gun is like right next to your ear.
Right.
Like you are never hearing, like you have tinnitus forever now.
Also, how are you shooting at somebody fully across? Like, wouldn't you at least lean over them to try to get a shot at the person? Not just hope that that he doesn't lean forward at some point?
Or sneeze.
Anything.
Hit the brakes.
Well, so that's the bad news today. Some good news.
Is that grounds for divorce?
I would say so.
Yeah. You think they'll grant that?
Yeah. I mean, if you can just make up irreconcilable differences for anything, I would say, remember the time that she shot me in the head when she was trying to shoot somebody else in a road rage incident?
I really hope that Alabama is one of those stupid states
where you can't get divorced until you've been
got to go through a year of counseling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what kind of garbage
sit with
is that?
A pastor for 300 hours or something?
Shut up, states.
Y'all should make this work.
Yeah.
And some good news today. Derek Boyd, 20 years old, has fourth, third, and second degree burns, but does not regret any of these steps that he took in order to get them, which was to save the life of his niece in a house fire. The fire started early Thursday at the home in Aberdeen, Washington. Bird's sister and her three children were trapped in a second floor room. Bird ran through the flames to get outside so he could catch his niece and two nephews as they jumped from the windows. Two boys, 6-year-old Junior and 4-year-old Rory, made the jump, but little 8-year-old Mercedes, too scared, as you
can
imagine.
The house is on fire and you have to jump out of a window?
Yep.
That is horrifying what nightmares are made out of.
Suddenly, Bird's sister Kayla fell to the ground and Mercedes fell backwards into the home, so the mom was trying to grab her and both jump. Well, the mom makes the jump, but she loses grip of the 8-year-old.
Oh my God.
If you can imagine, like, just the worst moment of your life. He said he didn't stop to think, ran back into the burning building to save his niece. He grabbed Mercedes, took his shirt off to wrap around her face so she would not inhale smoke. This left his back exposed to the flames. fourth-degree burns, nerve damage. Said he would do anything for the kids. Kalen, the two boys, are doing fine. Bird expects to be moved to another hospital this week. Fire investigators haven't determined the cause, but they do believe that it started on the second floor. The Aberdeen Police Department estimates there were $268,000 worth of damage to the structure and its contents. Neighbors have started a food, clothing, and toy drive for the family.
Wow. So, young man, 20 years old. I mean, looking at the burns that he has, I mean, just head to toe, he looks like he's covered it like a mummy.
Yeah.
You know, to give you a visual representation of that. They do have a GoFundMe up right now. They're not looking for an insane amount of money. They're looking for $10,000 to help with some of his medical costs. And if anybody...
Where are they at now?
$5,000. It's just... Okay. Wow. It's been up for about 4 days. So hopefully as the story starts to trickle out.
Derek Bird, B-Y-R-D.
Yeah,
two R's in Derek.
Derek Bird, GoFundMe, and you can find it on the first link that pops up. But, man, I love the fact that this young man ran into a burning building
twice.
To save a child.
That's like the definition of being a hero.
Yeah. God bless that dude.
That's awesome.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My request is for you to tell me a story, you know, something to get my day going, something to make me feel all right, something just, you know, just give me something.
Message deleted.
Once upon a time, there was a boy from Las Vegas. Nobody liked this boy because he called radio stations too early in the morning asking other grown men to read him stories. He was a sweet boy, but he had too many feelings that he shouldn't share. The end.
No. Then he died alone.
Oh.
The end.
Oh.
And his cats ate him. The end.
Or his dogs. Yeah. All your pets will eat you in case you die with them in the house, if you were wondering.
Well, I was thinking about starting to write a journal, really. Not a diary. A journal. Like an actual real journal. I mean, I just want to write my daily thoughts down and, you know, the happenings of my day and whatnot. I just really kind of wanted to know what everyone's take on it was, if any of you guys have ever journaled before.
Message deleted.
If it can be easily mistaken as a diary and you are a grown-ass man... No, you should not. What is with these emo callers this morning?
Dude, that's definitely a diary. Well, come on, man.
You and that last guy should get together, and you could just read him your journal every day as his morning story.
Let me tell you a story about a journal. Don't do it for many reasons, because you will only look back upon that journal and the dumbass thoughts that you were having in that moment, in that emotional moment that you were having, and just look at yourself and just have no respect. I have a... I doubt you remember, Dave, and Ian, you were probably too young to remember the website LiveJournal.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
And it was kind of like MySpace and Facebook before they were ever a thing. You know, this is kind of social media before social media.
Yeah.
And you were there to journal your thoughts, and some of your friends could see it.
Oh.
But other ones were private. And I found this site a couple years ago, 5 or 6 years ago.
With your own journaling?
With my own journaling from when I was 18, 19, 20.
Oh, we gotta find
God.
That.
And it is some of the most cringe-worthy.
We gotta find that.
Pathetic. Oh my God, why would you think? And I'm trying to go through and reading some of the emotional and posts. I'm like, why was I can't, you can't, if you can't even remember why you would write these four paragraphs of this just BS.
Do you realize that we're the last generation to get through with all of our dumb adolescent thoughts not being fully captured on video and or a website somewhere? It's not all just stored. We're the last generation to make it through without all of those ridiculous thoughts. And like you said, not even fully our generation, because if people do enough digging, they can find 18-year-old Mahoney's thoughts.
You'll never find it.
Hey, God, are you there? It's me, Mahoney.
I'm so alone. I just want people to tell me stories in the morning.
I was going through a tough time.
Please leave a message.
I don't remember what it was about, but it was tough.
So my grandma kind of raised me my whole life, and now she's getting pretty old. And everyone's telling me I need to put her in an assisted living home. But I'm kind of worried about it, because all I hear about these articles about how much sex happens in these places. And just I don't want to see my nana, in that context, right? Am I overthinking this? I don't know.
Message deleted.
Hell yes, you are overthinking this. She had to raise your parents, and then she had to raise you, too. When was she supposed to get down with anyone?
That's right.
She's in her golden years. Let her enjoy herself,
come
man.
On now. Yeah, man. If she wants to start doing drugs, let her do drugs. If she wants to go to EDC and the gathering of the juggalos, let her go.
She's at Burning Man just tripping her balls off. Hell yeah, Nana.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I bet she's got some stories. I'd like to read her journal. Put her in an assisted living home. She passes, you read her journal, you're like, oh my God, it's true. Wow.
Everyone is boning in here.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So how are Las Vegas home prices doing? Las Vegas ranks fourth amongst U.S. metro areas with the sharpest deceleration in home resale prices, according to a report released this week. Las Vegas had year-over-year resale deceleration of 11%, just behind three other West Coast cities, San Jose, California, San Francisco, and Seattle, according to the report. Now, this doesn't mean that prices are dropping. It just means that they're not skyrocketing like they were.
Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
It's just leveling out.
Over the last 2 to 3 years, I mean, we saw an insane amount of growth as far as home prices go. I think of people like Ian who are, 27, 28 years old, younger millennials who are trying to get their foothold, into adult life and home ownership, and it's just out of reach. It was out of reach for me for many, many years.
Became very rich.
Oh, no. Right?
Now you're thinking about just buying a second house on a mountain in Summerlin just for the fun of it.
I am not buying another house ever, first off. And the only reason I was able to buy a house is because...
You say all these things. You're not buying another house ever unless your wife tells you to.
Yes.
No, she's the same way.
I know. That's what makes you guys work so well together.
Yeah, we're both like one house. We don't need two houses. We're not going to try to do rental properties and things of that nature.
Well, interestingly, you mentioned rental properties, though. As it turns out, rent is actually still going up. So even though the house prices aren't continuing to explode, rental prices, and Ian, you rent. So, I mean, this is something that you have to consider. Yep. The median monthly rental for all types of houses in Las Vegas combined was $1,465 for the first quarter of 2019, up almost 7% year over year. So the median monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment is now over $1,000, up 7% from the first quarter of 2018.
Are you paying over $1,000 for your one-bedroom?
Damn high.
Yep, I'm paying over $1,000, and it is going up.
Have you thought about trying to rent a house or thinking about home ownership at all?
My girlfriend is definitely thinking about it. I am not.
That's the key for me. Also, once you get into like a serious relationship, I got out of debt right before I met my my current wife, mm-hmm. my wife, not my current.
Oh boy!
Oopsie! Oh, hello.
Okay, I was married before this.
R.I.P. Mahoney's 2-month-old marriage.
1 month.
1 month.
1 month.
Yeah, we done it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You tried to save it by saying I was married before. Because if you just call it your current, that means you're planning on having another one. I got to upgrade at some point, Dave.
Secret marriage. Secret marriage.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Jamie is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So tell us about your level of education.
Well, it's not much. I did some college. I went to the College of Southern Nevada High School program.
Okay. So. All right. Mm-hmm. And what do you do for a living now?
I work at Tesla.
At Tesla? That's pretty cool. You enjoy your job at Tesla?
I do.
And you can work at Tesla if you're a college dropout?
Did you lie?
Did you lie? Jamie.
Just pulled one over on you,
Yvonne. Sinner.
Don't worry. Right. We lied on every one of our resumes to get to this
point. We've been a ratings winner for years.
Number one.
All right. So, Jamie, here's how this game works. I'm going to ask you the same questions as Mahoney. Mahoney is going to get up and leave the studio, go to a soundproof room. If you get as many or more correct than Mahoney, you are going to win today, okay?
Okay.
Jamie, you seem like a lovely person, and I hate to have to beat that ass, but I'm going to beat that ass, Jamie! Watch yourself!
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. If you get one correct today, it is the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it is the Disapproving Pony. There is a total of 6 questions today, so you do have 1 pass. I would encourage you to use your pass earlier rather than later, should you need it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, question number 1. What is the more common name for the surgery known as a rhinoplasty?
A nose job.
Yeah.
Nice.
On the board with 1. Well done.
All right.
Okay. What 9-letter term describes animals who are active at night? Animals that are
nocturnal.
Active at night.
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal is correct.
Hey, all right.
Jamie, very nice. Before 1948, what was the name that Thailand was known as?
Pass.
Okay, no
good
problem.
Pass, good pass.
Good pass, good pass. Doesn't count. Siam is the correct answer there. What word meaning evil comes from the Latin for being left-handed? What word meaning evil comes from Latin for left-handed? Five seconds.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tough one.
I wouldn't have got it either. It's sinister, believe it or not. Sinister is actually Latin for left-handed. It also means evil. What medical condition is characterized by brief attacks of deep sleep, often occurring uncontrollably?
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy All is right. correct, yes. 3 correct out of the 4 that you've answered. And the final one here, it's an 8-letter term that's often confused with pain or distress, but really means the right to vote.
Right to vote. 8-letter word, you said?
Yeah, it's an 8-letter word. It's a right to vote. It's commonly associated
suffrage?
With... Suffrage,
whoa,
yes.
All right.
Yes, 4 out of 5, Jamie. Who needs school when you can just lie on a resume? Look at you. All right. That's strong. It's really strong. So Mahoney is coming back from the soundproof room right now. Again, he'll be asked the exact same questions as you. He will also have 1 pass today. Have a seat, Mahoney. Good luck to you.
What kind of collusion was occurring while I was in the other room?
There was no collusion, as usual.
Jamie, did you? Are you going to lie to me about this, too? Like you lied on your resume?
It's called embellishing, and it's fancy.
Nice. Yeah.
She went to the high school program. All right, here we go. Question number 1. What is the more common name for the surgery known as a rhinoplasty?
Nose job.
Of course you know that.
You would know. I've got a beautiful nose.
Old Snuffleupagus over here. He's been pricing out rhinoplasties for years.
Anybody who's seen an episode of South Park knows that.
What 9-letter term describes animals who are active at night?
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal is correct. 2 for 2. You do have 1 pass today, should you choose to use it. Before 1948, what was the name that Thailand was known as?
Ooh. Before 1948, pass.
All right. Probably a wise pass there. Siam is the correct answer. Siam.
Yeah, I should have known that.
All right, here we go. On to question number 3 that counts. What word meaning evil comes from the Latin for left-handed?
Oh, my God. Latin word for evil.
5 seconds.
I should know this. I don't.
Nope.
Do you know Latin?
Yeah.
You should know this because I'm so well-versed in Latin.
I am. I should. It's
sinister is the correct answer there. Sinister.
Why do they hate lefties?
I don't know,
what's
man.
What's going on with Latin?
What medical condition is characterized by brief attacks of deep sleep, often occurring uncontrollably?
Really? You're gonna throw this at a fat guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's apnea.
Apnea is incorrect.
What? Sleep apnea?
No, narcolepsy, man. Narcolepsy.
What was the question again?
Medical condition is characterized by brief attacks of deep sleep, often occurring uncontrollably?
Oh, I thought you said breathing.
Breathing? No, you got to listen, man. You got to listen.
I think you said breathing.
No.
Pretty
no,
sure
I
you
didn't.
Said breathing.
No, I did not.
No,
did not.
Jamie,
All right, final question for you.
Your peanut gallery over there.
This is an 8-letter term and is often confused with pain or distress, but it really means the right to vote.
Oh, my God. What the? These are awful questions. This
week. Okay.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah,
so definitely. Awful.
You start coming to D now.
Okay.
He feels like he's going to lose.
We're going to start that one. Here we go.
Repeat the question real quick.
It's an 8-letter term, and it is often confused with pain or distress, but it really means the right to vote. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
I don't know. Okay. Of course. These are dumb questions. These stupid 8-letter words.
Suffrage,
man.
Mahoney, come you on. Got 2 correct. Jamie got 4 correct.
Hell yes, he did.
In your dumb face.
Uh-huh. Her and Elon Musk over here. I'm outing you out.
I'm outing you out. God, you're so dumb.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, Jimmy. Out somebody out.
Summer Gods Tour, Third Eye Blind and Jimmy World on August 2nd. Pearl Inside the Palms. Congratulations to you, and thank you for beating Mahoney today.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Hey, man, when you got to go, you got to go. And in this case, this dude really wanted to go. On Monday night, a 68 years old, by the name of Dennis Libinati was being released from jail. And he decided that he really wanted a vehicle as soon as he got out of jail, but he didn't have a vehicle of his own. So he tried breaking into 26 different cars, including 2 sheriff's office vehicles, and he was eventually able to hotwire a Kawasaki Mule ATV that was in the back of a Dodge pickup truck.
Of course it was.
And he sped off. He was caught by officers before he could fully escape the jail parking lot, though. And he admitted to trying to break into the vehicles with the intent to steal one to use for transportation. He was just released from that lovely Pasco County Jail in Lando Lakes. He was arrested again, charged with 26 counts of attempted auto burglary, 1 account of auto burglary for breaking into the truck bed, and 1 account of grand theft for hotwiring the ATV.
Why is it that anytime we hear a story from the Lando Lakes Penitentiary, I always imagine when they go in, you know how sometimes they like delouse you and they throw that powder on you and they spray you down? Yeah. But instead of that, they just cover you in butter.
In butter. Oh. That's why they keep wanting to go back to jail. Oh, man, it's delicious margarine. Cover me again. Speaking of Florida, Florida man was playing Pokemon Go at 2 a.m., got busted for drugs. This is still a thing? How is this possible? Yes. At 2 a.m., a 29-year-old by the name of Jonathan Ortiz was in Beacon Meadows Park, which is located in the northern section of lovely Tampa. He was at the park so late because he was playing Pokemon Go, although officials said, well, you're not supposed to be here because the park closes at sunset. A sheriff's deputy noticed him playing the game after hours and upon approach noted that he was openly using marijuana.
Okay.
This led to a search of his vehicle where the sheriff's deputy discovered 3.5 grams of cocaine, 5.5 pounds of THC oil, and a pound of marijuana.
Damn.
He was arrested on the drug charges. So if you have 3.5 grams of coke, 5.5 pounds of THC, and a pound of marijuana, how do you not have any friends to hang out with? I mean, I get that it's a Monday and it's 2 a.m., so maybe everyone's trying to be responsible and go to work.
There could have been a special Pokemon in that particular park that he needed to go catch. He needed to catch them all.
Do you remember when everyone was doing this, when you regularly see people just running around? It doesn't seem like that long ago, but at the same time, it does.
I did it. For a week.
Yeah. Did you actually get out of your car, or were you just driving around with the app?
No, I would stop at parks, and then I wouldn't get out of my car. I would just
try to just drive on the grass towards wherever it was.
Mahoney was just going to random playgrounds.
You see a maroon Avalon.
But there were people everywhere doing that for about a week. Yeah. It was the most use I've ever seen of public spaces, public parks.
Yep.
In the last 20 years of our lives.
That was such a flash in the pan, though. I mean, do you remember how quickly the stock for Nintendo jumped because of that?
Shot through the roof.
And then, hopefully, if you bought some, you sold because it just...
Real quick.
A man gets into a fight outside of a Madison restaurant after stepping on people's pizza.
Oh,
this is interesting,
no.
Right?
Stepping on people's pizza, what do you mean?
He got into a fight, of course, outside of the restaurant early Sunday morning because, according to the Madison police chief, officers arrived outside of Ian's Pizza.
Huh? Love it.
From Wisconsin?
Ian.
Okay.
At 2:33 a.m. to the site of a fight in progress, they say the 24-year-old suspect had initially walked on tables and was stepping on people's pizzas inside of the restaurant.
Nope.
Yep. And that's when the man and the woman told the suspect to stop and started fighting with him. Authorities say the 24-year-old was taken to jail and arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, while the other two were just cited for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, didn't actually get arrested.
Do not arrest the people who were defending their pizza.
If you're sitting at a restaurant and somebody steps on your food, regardless of what it is, but most certainly a pizza, that's fighting, right?
Yes.
You gotta fight.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Like, you should not. Like, you have a God-given right to defend what is you and yours, and pizza falls under that umbrella. If I was in that situation, you know what you do? You grab one of those pizza cutters, you cut a bitch. Oh, you cut him into six slices.
You slice his toes off.
But actually, it's just like, oh, God.
This thing is so dull. Why is it so dull?
Like, do they Ian, you spent some time in a pizzeria.
Yes.
Do they sharpen those blades?
Some places do, and some places do not.
Did your place of employment?
Yes, we did, and I almost cut off my finger a couple of times using that thing. So they get sharp. They can be sharp.
How about this guy for an enterprising young criminal? Joshua Moore of Shelton was arrested Friday at a superior court in Bristol and charged with third-degree burglary, third-degree larceny, and first-degree criminal mischief. He purchased himself the Jaws of Life, the hydraulic tool used to save people from cars and bad accidents, to break into ATMs across the state, and he stole up to $300,000 in cash.
Wow.
Multiple small towns had similar thefts, and police departments started working together to come up with the suspects. They confirmed that Moore bought the rescue tool from eBay before the commercial ATM burglaries began.
I'm mad that you're stealing money, but that, if you're going to do it, that is pretty ingenious.
Yeah, you see all these dummies rolling up trying to steal the ATMs out of a gas station, so they'll back a pickup truck through the glass and just try to load it up, and those things have trackers on it and everything else.
But
and it's always on camera.
Open.
If you just come up and just...
You could get a Jaws of Life on eBay right now for about $500.
So pretty good ROI.
Yeah, $500 strong, for $300,000. Yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
And finally, this story reminds me of you, Mahoney. A man tried to run his neighbor over who was shooting off fireworks the evening of the 4th of July.
Dave.
Yes.
I understand this man's frustration, but I do not and will never advocate violence against those sort of people.
Wait, you were just advocating
saying how you wanted them all to die.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
No,
yeah.
I mean, that's not violence. I mean, at the end of a long life.
Full life. Surrounded by their loved ones. Like, what?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No, what I said, I will call the cops on you. I will record you, and I will dime your ass out. Yeah. I will inconvenience you. But
so, listen to this real quick here. The 68-year-old suspect, Christopher Barnes, tried to run over his neighbors because they're shooting off fireworks, and then began to do donuts in the cul-de-sac. Almost lost control of the vehicle and almost hit an entire family.
Oh, my God.
Entire family.
He then eventually got out of the vehicle that he backed into his driveway and yelled out, "Now this is how you party!"
That does sound like...
Like, are you down to party or not, man? You can't be down for donuts in the cul-de-sac if you're mad at some sparklers.
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. This is the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So these are all real reviews that are taken from Yelp, and they're left by normal people. Some of these normal people, though, are named Karen, and they leave special reviews because they are generally displeased with absolutely everything.
They're entitled, and they feel that the world should embrace their reviews and bring down these horrible establishments that have done them so wrong.
Because, like you said, they're entitled to great service and great food and a great experience, regardless of where they are.
Most of these places that Ian has found have generally pretty good reviews as well.
We'll start here with an Applebee's in Boston. 4.5 out of 5 stars overall, which is pretty strong, right?
For an Applebee's,
For an Applebee's,
Yeah.
Mark K. said, 5 out of 5, my family and I like to come here during the week. Actually, after my wife and I get home from work, we've always had great service. Sam, our server, is so good we always request her. Samantha R. said, 5 out of 5. Who doesn't like Applebee's? I know this place wasn't much in the past, but they switched owners about 5 years ago, and it's become one of my favorite restaurants in town.
Okay.
Nice.
And then Karen A. enters the picture. 1 out of 5 stars. I was attempting to have a conversation with my mom about what to order when we were rudely interrupted by a waitress. We had only been sitting there for 20 minutes. They have a big menu, okay? Give us time to look it over, in all caps. My mother was very annoyed. She went up to the person at the front and asked if we could change servers, and they told her no because she was, quote, doing her job.
Oh, God.
She may have been doing her job, but you can still do your job without being annoying.
How dare that waitress come up to us and try to take our order while we are having a conversation?
I've only been there for 20 minutes.
That can't be. Is that that's not real?
Of course it's real.
Yes. Is that a verified account?
Is that a verified account? I can check back. I'm but sure that was a definite review.
Her name is Karen A. Karen 1 out of 5.
I don't want to believe that people like that exist. Damn it, Karen.
You see them every day.
I know.
Next one, Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone,
which is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I don't see how anybody could have a problem with Yellowstone.
Well, most people don't. 4.5 out of 5 stars overall. Andrea W., 5 out of 5. Yellowstone is amazing. Went with some friends at the end of May, beginning of June, and it was great. The weather predicted to be bad, but thankfully, it was perfect.
Okay.
Jan M. said 5 out of 5 stars. Wow, definitely one of the best national parks I've been to. This one is as good as it gets. Talks about Mammoth Springs, Old Faithful, the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, and the wildlife here is abundant.
That lady's name is Jammin.
Jan.
What are you doing? Just jamming?
Jan. And then Karen W. comes into the picture with a 1 out of 5 stars. The only thing that makes this place special from other park is the geysers, and I was extremely underwhelmed. They look so much better in pictures. If you want something similar, just boil a pot of water at home. Honestly, though, save yourself some money and just boil some water at home.
Who complains about Yellowstone National Park?
Who complains about geysers?
Come on.
Oh,
Karen?
Old Faithful wasn't big enough for you?
You size queen.
It looked better in pictures. God.
It's the angles.
Yeah, man.
It's the angles. This one is Deadwood Tavern in Iowa City. So we have, again, a nice little smorgasbord of different venues today. 4 out of 5 stars overall. Kelsey P. said 5 out of 5 awesome dive bar with great Bloody Mary's pool, pinball, and jukebox.
Sounds like a great place.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Amy S., 5 out of 5 stars. Sally's Bloody Mary's are the best, and I want to bathe in her game day pork verde chili.
Wow. Sounds like just a place that would love to spend a weekend.
Karen K., 1 out of 5 stars. I'm sitting here now. Ordered a beer like many times before. I'm eating some walnuts because I like to eat healthy and I'm not hungry, so no need to order food. And the bitch waitress actually says to me, no outside food or drink, and points to a sign on the wall.
Oh, no.
I hate the food at this place. It always makes my stomach hurt. Pretty sure they're putting meth in the food. The beer is good when they have good beer. Screw this place.
If you ever wanted to know what the Sally's secret spice is for those beautiful Bloody Marys, it's meth.
Methamphetamine.
Like, what are you doing, Joe?
And finally, this is a Petco in Eugene, Oregon. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Brad H., 5 out of 5. Been to this location several times. Always had excellent service. Melissa W., 5 out of 5. First off, I've never been a Petco shopper, but this store, because of the wonderfully consistent customer service that is provided there, have made me a lifelong shopper.
Okay.
Karen P., 1 out of 5 stars. They never have my dog's food in stock. I can't be the only one that wants natural organic food for their dog. Also, just because I plan to litter train my dog doesn't mean you have to give me a judgy look. What? I certainly could do it. My dog and I have a very close bond. I can get her to do anything. Also, how about some pictures of other animals besides cats in your store? You know you sell other animals, right? Get your S together, Petco.
Can you actually litter train a dog? Have you looked into this, Ian?
Some people have, but it's definitely not recommended.
Well, Karen P. certainly can, because she's got an extremely close bond with her dog.
I just imagine Karen going to the grooming section and asking for that haircut.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And them denying because they don't treat vicious animals?
She had her shots, I think not. Yeah.
Give me the Kate Gosselin. Give it to me now.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So just breaking about 15 minutes ago, Ross Perot, 2-time presidential candidate, has passed away at 89 years old.
How was he only 89 years old?
Right? Like, he looked like he was 89 25 years ago.
35 years ago,
whenever he had his little charts and was running for president.
Yes.
And, I mean, very successful life, obviously. Yeah. Self-made billionaire. You know, never achieved the grand goal of becoming president, but Ross Perot
spoiled
passed away.
A couple elections for a couple people.
Yeah.
Did that.
Yeah.
But Ross Perot, as a child, you know, I was pretty young when he first ran for president against George Bush and Bill Clinton, senior, that is. And he's the first, like, politician I remember hearing about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he,
for me.
He really.
I mean, like, obviously there was Reagan, but I don't remember Bush being president, the first Bush.
Not really, no.
But I remember Ross Perot running and the kind of like groundswell around him.
Because he was so different. You know, he had his little pointer. Remember that thing? He was like
his
a
voice,
little teacher.
That crew cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always liked him, but hell of a life, interesting guy, and certainly will be missed.
So Amazon is selling DIY houses for just $19,000.
What? What's a DIY house?
A do-it-yourself house.
No, I know, but like, what is a do-it-yourself house?
Well, it's a build-it-yourself tiny house, including a cozy three-bedroom home for $19,000. Again, the catch is you have to build it yourself. The miniature home lifestyle is a hot trend that has risen in popularity over the last couple of years for those seeking a minimalist, more environmentally friendly, and reclusive way of living. Amazon now sells the kits to build such tiny homes, starting at just $5,000 and spanning between 100 and 400 square feet.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Yes, it is.
Manageable. Square feet.
If you guys ever been to an IKEA, you can do a lot with
like
that kind of space.
You know what's crazy?
I'm like 80 square feet myself.
You go to an IKEA and you walk in and you see what they can do with 137 square feet. You're like, I could definitely live here. This is nice.
This is manageable.
Then you realize that you have no ability to put up any of that stuff or create that space
you're just
yourself.
You're left with a bunch of Allen wrenches.
I'm just not a. I you know, I know I'm a boring suburban guy now.
Agreed.
You know,
totally.
I've embraced that. I like the suburbs. I like, as I've gotten older, you know.
You like your Tommy Bahama shirts and your Toyota sedan and living in the suburbs.
Yes, I do.
And
I like things that are easy and simple, and I know. But I just cannot ever in my life imagine the small or tiny house lifestyle. That just seems so foreign and just kind of pointless to me. Like, how do you move?
They are selling their 113-foot wood cabins that go for the price of $5,350 and loft bedroom homes with a price tag of $20,000. The house actually comes in three big packages shipped to the customer's non-existent door.
Yeah.
Consisting of wooden planks, boards, roof shingles, and gables, glass panes, nails, screws, and a lock for the door. The best part is the shipping for the tiny home is free. So that's nice.
Oh, so it's included in the $20,000+ that you have to spend for it?
Amazon also says
buy a van.
They also say that minimal tools are needed and the package is easy to use, which seems bad, right?
You're building a house.
Yeah, minimal tool. Like, your house is going to fall on top of you in the middle of the night.
Like, if there's a brisk fart, the roof's going to cave in.
Customers will also have to, unfortunately, install their own plumbing, gas, and electricity. So
it's like the toughest part.
This isn't a house. This is a shed for your backyard. It's just a shed for your backyard that they're calling
a house. Live in a van down by the river. Call it a day. You don't need plumbing then.
Are you going to poop in the river?
Dude.
And I'm going to dig a hole.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Why do I imagine that you would dig a hole with only your feet? You do it like a cat. Like, you just sit there like you take your poo and then just cover it up. That shaved bear? It's weird.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Public service announcement. When the hand soap dispenser in the bathroom is empty, don't just fill it up with water. Because now we don't got soap, we just have soapy water. Are you with me, or am I just crazy? Thanks.
Message deleted.
Who fills up a soap dispenser with water? Is that a thing?
I feel like that was something that was done, you know, maybe in schools by kids, right?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
But I don't think it's that bad, even though it's soapy water. You're still getting soap.
I have never done it to a hand dispenser, but I've done it to dish soap to keep the soap going a little bit longer.
stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah.
I do that with my shampoo.
But even though it doesn't.
Yeah, the shampoo, because otherwise it's impossible to get the stuff out of the bottom. And so you have a couple of handfuls of just this milky water that you just sort of quickly try to throw on your head, because otherwise it all seeps through your fingers. Yeah.
We do dumb stuff.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I heard like a weird ringing in my apartment, and I hunted literally everywhere. I thought I was being haunted, to be honest. And then I discovered it was the toilet, and I'm very confused about it. And so I just wanted to pass that on in case anybody else is, you know, check the toilet, I guess.
Message deleted.
It is very disconcerting when there is a phantom noise and you can't figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. For me, especially if it sounds like a phone that's vibrating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like a ringing phone. You're like, what the hell is that?
That's the worst.
Ugh, drives me nuts.
It's always a vibrator.
The teledildonics are back.
Please leave a message.
Does your house make noises, though? Like, do you get the...
Sometimes, like the settling or whatever. Yeah, you just hear
My house is 7-8 years old now.
Yeah.
And it's still like the cracks, and then like in the middle of the night, like you'll hear a giant thud. And it's
a giant thud.
Like you'll hear like a koosh, like the wood moving or
you
cracking.
Sure you don't have like a family of vagrants living in your attic?
Yeah, dude, you gotta have somebody living
I've never
there.
Been up in my attic.
That's what I mean. You, there's probably a family of vagrants that are living up there.
I mean, if they're living up there, then
multi generational.
And they're very clumsy. Old grandma fell over again.
I really just kinda wanna know how everybody's feeling today. I mean, like, honestly, you know, how everybody's feeling. No BS. Just get it out in the open. Because, I mean, that's what it's all about. Open communication. Someone once told me, can't be hurt when you're 100% open. So just air that stuff out.
Message deleted.
First off, that's a dumb, dumb.
Yeah,
dumb.
No,
who told you that?
There's a lot of people who should keep their feelings more bottled up.
Yes.
Believe me, I've learned that from the internet. There's lots of people who are a little too open with their feelings. Every single time that you post a picture of your butt on Instagram, I don't need you to put an inspirational quote or open your heart about how you're feeling. Just stop it.
Check out this ass.
Yeah.
Peach emoji.
way better.
1,000% better. If you're wondering how I'm doing, I'm hungry, a little tired. Yep. But other than that, I'm in pretty good spirits.
Thank
overall.
God. If you would have said I'm hungry and I'm horny and I'm trapped in a room with this guy.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Whore angry.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Whoopi Goldberg has blamed herself for her 3 failed marriages. She is now 63 years old, and she said that you know, during her time married, she was never in love, which is kind of surprising considering
really?
What she did with 3 different guys.
Why would you get married if you're not in love?
Yeah.
I don't know. She had wed, you know, 3 different people during a number of, it's 1973 to 79, and then 86 to 88, and then 94 to 95. To her credit, though, hasn't gotten married since. So, I mean, it's been, you know.
3 strikes, you're out, right?
That's it.
Traditionally.
It's been 25 years, and she hasn't gotten remarried. She insisted they never worked out because she couldn't share things with them. Look, people expect you to have a boyfriend, then they expect you to get married. She said, and then she said that she just never fell in love with any of her spouses, and she wasn't committed to making their relationships work. So none of them, of course, did.
You remember the brief fling she had with Ted Danson in the 80s?
Right. Yeah.
That was always such a weird couple.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the two of them at the peak of their career, I think that's what made the most sense.
But that's what also made it weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they just, both of them could have had literally anyone in the world, and they end up with each other, and they just seemed so mismatched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like their comedy styles are both comedians, which seems weird.
Well,
like normally it works
Ted
better.
Ted Danson considered a comedian or more of an actor?
Ted Danson's a comedic actor.
I'm a comedian.
He's a, he's a comic actor.
He's been in comedies, but he's not.
He's a comic actor.
Stand up.
Not a stand up
like,
comedian.
Whoopi's a great stand up.
Is she? I mean, she's not really known for that either. I mean,
no,
she's,
her stand up's really good.
It's fine.
What are you talking about? Like, her stuff in the 80s was great.
Do you know what she's known for?
Now
Sister Act.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Love that movie.
It's a great film.
And Sister Act 2.
Yeah. Barstool Sports is being sued over the sad Roger Goodell image. So you guys have all seen this one, right? With the little clown nose on it. And when I first saw this headline, I'm like, oh, the NFL is finally going after him. No, actually not at all. The guys who created the image for them are going after Barstool. See, this is why I like to flounder in mediocrity, because once you become successful and rich, everyone starts suing you. In this case, it's the guys who created the image for Barstool. According to them, in the lawsuit they filed, it was a one-time use back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying, and I mean, again, this is, you know, an image that's been put on shirts and posters, even Christmas ornaments all over the place. In their lawsuit that was filed Monday in federal court in New York, they say that every time that they have infringed upon the copyright, so this isn't a total amount that they want, this is every single time that they've used the image outside of that one single use in 2015, they are entitled to $150,000. Oh.
Barstool's roughly, you know, there was a news article that came out in 2018 that estimated their net worth over $100 million as a company. I think that's gone even higher over the last couple, last year or so. I don't believe this design company, because when you bought, like, Barstool, like, you know, like our logo, we bought our logo from a design firm. And
you just buy it.
You buy it.
You buy it outright.
It's not like I'm going to.
I'm not leasing it from you.
Yes.
I buy it from you. I buy your work. That's how it works for everyone.
I commission it. I buy it. I can use it.
It's not like when I take my car in for a repair and it gets repaired, the mechanic can just come and take the car back at any time or just take it for a spin if they want to, because it's partially theirs because they put their work into it.
Did you hear that story about there was a dealership, I believe it was a Subaru dealership, where a guy took his car in and one of the people working there decided to just go run some errands. Ended up getting in a car accident while his car was in the shop.
Dang. How do you explain that?
Needless to say, he got the best car they could that Subaru makes after that, and then some.
So the El Presidente from Barstool says that he actually has the email conversation with the designers to prove they were okay with them just buying it for $300 back in the day.
You said, once you become successful and once you become a high-profile person, this is why
everyone's coming after
you. We don't want to be famous.
That's right.
We just want to be rich.
Even then, a very well hidden rich, right?
Hidden rich.
Yeah.
People don't need to know. I want them to think I'm broke.
Yeah. So Guy Fieri, and I know that I'm supposed to say it Fieri, but I'm not going to. There is a live action remake of The Little Mermaid that's coming on the heels of the very successful Lion King that's on the way, as well as Aladdin that just dropped and made
Beauty
a whole bunch
and the
of
Beast,
money.
Cinderella, yeah. Maleficent. I mean, Disney
Jungle
has.
Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jungle Book was successful as well. Yeah. So what are they talking
so
to
like,
Guy Fieri about?
Why is Guy Fieri involved in this conversation? Because there is a strong push for him to play the role of Ursula.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get Terry Crews to play Poseidon.
Nice.
And then you get Guy Fieri to play Ursula, and I will wait in line for that movie to open.
So he hasn't really commented on it fully just yet. However, some person said, okay, hear me out, when pointing to the similarities in their looks. And he's with the spiky blonde hair. She kind of had the spiky crown, you know. Obviously, they're both kind of round. He actually retweeted the idea, so it seems like he's on board. I can't say for sure, but it seems like he's on board.
Disney executives, I know you're listening.
Clearly.
Hire Guy Fieri.
Spider-Man Far From Home crushed at the box office, $185 million. Is Spider-Man the most remade of all of the Marvel superheroes?
Yes.
I mean, because they just had the animated one that came out a few months ago,
that's a different one because that was...
I get it, but still, it's the same superhero, right?
Well, it's different. That's Miles Morales, which is the Spider-Verse.
Okay, you don't have to go down the Spider-Man rabbit hole.
When you're asking questions about this, but yes, you've had, as far as Peter Parker goes, you've had Tobey Maguire, you had Andrew Garfield, and as far as I'm concerned, Tom Holland is by far the best Spider-Man that we have seen. Made $185 million over the weekend, over $500 million worldwide, almost $600 million worldwide.
Strong.
But the crazy thing about it is that it's getting such good reviews. It's 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics with over 300 reviews, and with almost 40,000 reviews, 96% fresh from the audience.
It's crazy.
So they have taken Spider-Man to a new level in this new, I think this is the finishing part of this last section of the Marvel Cinematic Universe before we roll out the new one in the next upcoming years.
Stranger Things 3 came out on Netflix, and it broke a four-day viewing record, according to Netflix. I didn't really hear a lot of buzz about this, but I guess I just missed it because I was doing other stuff. 18.2 million people have already binged the entire season
I'm on episode 6, but this is another one of those shortened seasons, so there's only 8 episodes this season. I'm liking it. I'm not loving it. I don't think we needed to wait 2 years for
this. Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, it was almost, it was damn near close to 2 years. Those kids are like 30 now.
I know, your name is 11, but you are 28. Like, yes. Come on, man.
And then the girl, though, I will say the breakout star of this season is Maya Hawke, who plays one of the new characters on the show, and she's the daughter
of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman, right?
And she is fantastic in that show.
And she looks like a little baby Uma Thurman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke had a child.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like,
what a kick-ass name, too. Maya Hawke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way cooler than Ethan.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So have you ever been really embarrassed by your parents? Or maybe you're the parent and you have really embarrassed someone. You got one over there, Mahoney?
So for me, the way that this topic came about, I was on a Disney cruise not too long ago, Dave, and we were doing some excursions off the boat down in the Caribbean, and you know, you take the boat out, then you go snorkeling, and then on the way back, the rum punch starts to flow.
Oh, yeah.
And,
or if you're really wild on the way out, the rum punch starts to flow.
That depends on the level of the, you know, the quality of that pretty much excursion company. The good ones don't let you drink because you're probably going to drown if you go snorkeling.
Yeah.
So they usually wait till you're done. And as we're coming back, there's this beautiful family, two little boys, husband and wife. I mean, they just look like the
picture perfect family.
Like, wow, you know, really nice people. And then on the way back, the dad starts getting into the rum punch and they turn on the jams for, you know, the people in their probably like mid-40s. Bon Jovi comes on, and he's probably 5 rum punch deep at this point. And you know, it's just cheap ass rum. Been in the sun for hours. And so they hit straight to the head. And he's like, Marissa, I love this song. Do you remember the song, Marissa?
She's like, yes, Stan, I remember the song.
Every other hit from the 80s.
Hold on, breaking it down.
It's like every number one song from the 80s. Marissa, do you remember this one?
You're like, of course I remember this song.
It got to the point where the kids had to walk over and they go, I hate it when my parents are drunk.
Oh no.
And
just strangers.
I go, this is so delicious.
I'm so glad I'm here for this.
Oh, this made my week. It's like, that's what you think. You see the picture perfect, then you're like, these people are just
like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Brittany said my dad used to pick me up from high school football games, blaring his dad music with all of his windows down and honking his horn much as he could until I got into the truck. Still makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Is that going to be something, is that going to be something that you do with your daughters? You got 2 young daughters right now. I imagine you rolling up after they get done with their golf or volleyball practice because they're going to be 1,000 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
You roll up, windows down.
That's right.
You know, the hair up top's gone, but you're letting it grow out back. And you put on your favorite song of all time.
Some Corrosion of Conformity, Clean My Wounds. I'm like, hey, Sienna, Olivia, hop in the truck. Oh, you didn't hear me? Let me turn it up for you.
It doesn't matter. And it's so weird what kids, like, we're so stupid as kids that, like, you're always embarrassed. No matter what kind of car your parents have, you're always embarrassed by whatever reason.
Sure, it's an 84 Corvette. However, it could be a brand new Ferrari. You'd still be embarrassed.
We got T-tops on this thing.
Yeah, and I may be bald up front, but I still got the mullet in the back. I'm cool.
Only one of the headlights goes up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And that's still literally the only thing that goes up.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, kids.
Speak so loudly.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, have you ever been embarrassed by your parents, or have you ever been the embarrassing parent? Ruby said, when I was 15, I was allowed to go to a school dance on the condition that I was not to leave the venue. It was an old church that was turned into a nightclub. Went outside with the boy that I was dancing with to get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there they were.
My parents
were sitting there waiting for me.
Oh, wow.
They took me home right then and there. As a parent, daughter's obviously way too young to be going to dances or anything like that. This is a boss-ass move.
Oh, hell yeah.
I give you one rule. It's not to leave the venue. You go walking outside. Like, I would hope to be sitting there in the pitch black just so I can throw on the high beams. What are you doing?
I would just wear a trench coat and come out of the shadows.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
What?
That's just a little
what?
Creepy.
Trench coat. Staking it out.
That's how you get shot.
Man. Oh, I guess. All right.
Jess said my mom mortified me when she got stuck in a revolving door in a karate class. It took 5 instructors and us to get her all out. Peak embarrassment age. I didn't talk to her for the rest of the day, but we laugh about it now. It takes 5 black belts and 22 kids wearing their little gis to get you your big ass stuff unstuck out of the door.
Did they just like chop the door down? Oh, yeah, that's so good.
Cash said, tagged along with the wife and son to an indoor play place after many cocktails. Apparently kicking kids off the playboat while yelling, I am the captain now, is bully behavior that will not be tolerated around toddlers.
They got to learn sometime. Oh, man.
Adam said, during my brother's high school football game, my dad walked out onto the field from the stands to yell at the referee for calling a penalty on my brother. They thought he was a coach until the coaches pulled him over to the sidelines.
Oh, no.
Like anytime, like, so when I was playing sports, high school and younger, I never wanted my parents to come because I was playing hockey and I was a defenseman. I was bigger than most of the other kids by like about a foot because I was always so tall. And I would, you know, as a defenseman, you got to like check people and you got to play a little bit rougher. And after every game they would come, they would always scold me for being so rough. And I'm like, Mom, that's my job. That's what I do out there.
Embarrassing parents, I win. My mom and dad decided to chaperone my middle school dance. If you can imagine how bad that is, this was 1989. Salt and Peppa's Push It song came on. And of course, they played it over and over. So my mom told the principal that it was a bad, dirty song and proceeded to sing the words to him verbatim. Worst night ever.
I don't think your mom's necessarily wrong there.
No,
middle school dance and Salt and Pepper in 1985. Push it real good.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a pretty pretty dirty song.
No,
right?
the key to entertainment in general, you know, whether you're a dance DJ, a wedding DJ, or a radio DJ, know the audience, man. Also, it's funny how embarrassed you get, right? Like, your mom shows up to, you know, your middle school dance to chaperone. It's just showing, like, how involved they are in your life. And you're embarrassed because they care enough to be there. But you don't think about that when you're, you know, 13 years old.
They're just like, always there.
They're just always there.
I have absolutely been the embarrassing parent. My son was a bit gassy one day when I picked him up from school and kept blowing up the car. So when we got to Smith's, I called him the fart bomber Logan. Out loud, of course. And he was so embarrassed, he wanted nothing to do with me. My dad would get in the electric shopping carts at the store and ram the shopping cart and then proceed to tow other shopping carts around the store.
That's okay. That's a little much.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, go for you.
Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just being a rascal on a rascal.
You're drunk again, Dave. Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever been the embarrassing parent, or have your parents ever mortified you? Andy dropped this one. When I was a kid growing up in Colorado, I had a bathroom incident at school in which my dad had to bring me a new pair of pants to wear. Out of all of the pants that my dad could have brought me, he brought me some 70s style brown corduroy bell-bottom pants that I had no choice but to wear for the rest of the day at school.
Hell yeah. Just fashion forward. Also, I don't think it was a mistake that he brought you brown pants, Andy.
He's like, I ain't coming back. I'm going to bring you some brown corduroy no matter what you do in these.
I think that's a good lesson.
And the bell bottom so it just drops out the bottom of the leg.
Smart thinking.
It's a good lesson to teach, though. Like, if you do this again and I have to take off from work and bring you pants, best believe you can make it to the bathroom next time.
Oh, Michelle. The fourth, I got too drunk to drive home and my daughter's 17-year-old friend had to drive my car home.
Oh man.
At least you're responsible, you know? At least you didn't get behind the wheel.
No, certainly that's the absolute right thing to do.
If it was your daughter's 13-year-old friend, I would question it, but 17's fine.
Yeah, you got a license.
Yeah. Hillary said, my dad took me to a father-daughter dance, and when Kung Fu Fighting came on, he proceeded to shadow box with my best friend's father.
that is a classic dad move.
Oh, right that there. Is that is so boss. Andrew said when I was 14, I had friends staying at the house for the night, and my stepmom got pretty drunk. And at the time, Nickelback's album, All the Right Reasons, was popular, and she sang most of the album that was playing in the background as loud as she could. Let's just say she shouldn't quit her day job.
And if you don't remember that particular album, I mean, one of the biggest albums of all time from Nickelback.
Yeah.
All the Right Reasons had... Animals, Saving Me, Far Away, Side of a Bullet, If Everyone Cared, Rockstar, and this classic, Dave, that I imagine his drunk mom just back in 2005
just crushed.
Look at this photograph. Every you makes me laugh.
It's so emotional, too. Drums kicking.
Yeah. This is where you build it, Bill. Remembering her high school boyfriend.
Every time I hear that song, I still can't not think about the duck. Have you guys seen the parody of that, where it's like the Instagram parody about taking a picture of a duck?
Yeah.
And a couple of more here. Marty said, when my kids were in elementary, it was my tradition on the first day of school to chase them down the walkway up to their classroom, crying and screaming, I love you, baby, and miss you, but good daddy misses you. Robin
said,
they're
going to put you in a home, man. Going to put you in a home. They will never forget that.
Robin said, I cannot wait to embarrass my kids in public. And finally, Sissy said, if I ever got away from my parents at a store, my parents would have me paged as the following. Would Sarah Jones, that goes to Leslie Middle School, please meet her parents in the tampon aisle?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Cover your ears.
Nick is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Excellent, man. So the way that this game works is pretty simple. We have some popular alternative songs that you've heard, I'm sure, 1,000 times over the years. You just have to figure out what they are. And what makes the game challenging is that they're cover songs. People do their own versions of these very popular songs and then upload them to the internet, and then we share them with you. It can be a little bit tricky because sometimes they're just either not very good or they take some artistic liberties with the tune themselves, and you only have 30 seconds to figure it out. So I'm going to play the 30 seconds for you of the cover. Let the full 30 seconds play out, and then you make your guess. If you get 2 out of the 3 right, you're going to win today, okay?
Okay, you got it. I'm excited.
All right. If you get one right today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with song number 1, and cover your ears.
If I go think you'll sleep with a panic switch. See yourself in a crowded room. This little toy is
That's tough, man. Ooh. That's really tough.
Dang.
Yeah, that was really garbled. It kind of started to get better towards the end. Is it Panic Switch by Silver Sun Pickup?
Wow. Oh, no. Wow. I am stunned.
That's amazing.
I don't think I would have got that.
That's some of the worst guitar playing I have
ever
heard.
Some of the worst singing as well.
Just, wow.
What an awful mix.
Great job.
How many views did that have when you found it?
Oh, that was just some like Michigan teenager doing videos in his room. Like, it had to only probably like 100. And it's probably all his aunt. You know what I mean?
He's like going to the public library, watching on every single computer just to rack up the views.
I gotta make it.
All right, Nick. Here we go. On to number 2. You can actually win it right here if you get this one.
There's something inside me that pulls beneath the surface. Consuming, confusing. The lack of self-control I fear is never-ending. Controlling. I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in. I felt this way before. So insecure!
Yes!
Good range.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Wow.
Oh.
For the win, Nick.
I don't know if I know the song title. I know it's Linkin Park.
Okay, that's okay. That part
you
is right.
You're correct.
If you can get the title, you win it outright. If not, we got a couple more for you.
Yeah, I might have to listen to another bad cover. I'm sorry.
No, okay, it's all right. Okay. You get a half point there, right? You get a half point. That was Crawling, actually, by Linkin Park. Oh, so.
I mean, you got the first one. We are not turning our nose up at you just yet, Nick. So,
all right. So all you have to do is get a half point on this last one to get the win. So this is either the artist or the song that you are looking for here, or both, just for a little extra bonus point. Here we go. There, that's not terrible. Like, that just sounds like any given open mic night at a bar with a dude that thinks that he can sing that really can't.
Yes, that was
it wasn't that bad. All right, no. For the win, Nick. Here we go.
I couldn't place that one at all. Is it 30 Seconds to Mars?
No, not even in the. No, this one's not so much Lunar. I would go. I mean, I guess there's a calendar involved
in the day.
Okay. Yeah.
Throughout the day, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's a color.
Calendar, huh?
It's a color. Color day.
No, day, huh?
Do we have one
Green
more?
Day?
Oh, Green Day?
Okay.
That's good enough, yeah.
Say, do we have one other one?
No. We do have a bonus.
We had a couple more. Nick, do you want the tickets, or do you want to have them gifted to you by Dave, or do you want to earn this on your own?
I'll try the bonus round.
He's gonna gamble. He's a gambler.
I like it.
Oh yeah.
If you don't get this, Nick, we're not giving them to you. Just so you know.
Okay.
Oh man.
Idiot. I like it. Should have cashed out.
Shut up.
All right. Here we go.
I bet Jamaican took every last dime with the scam.
It was worth it just to learn some slam.
Bad news comes, don't you worry, when it comes, it lands.
Good news will work its way all of the plans.
You got fired on exactly the same day.
Rome will float on good news, it's on its way.
All right.
That was worth it.
Boy, that was bad. You get Franz Ferdinand, right?
No.
Close. Come on, think of a band just like that. So close.
Oh, gosh. I can.
Oh, it involves a rodent. Who's humble?
A very humble. It's a humble rodent.
It's a humble rodent.
Yeah.
Modest Mouse.
God. God. How do you get Silver Sun Pickups Panic Switch and then you can't figure out Green Day, Linkin Park's Crawling, and a humble rodent?
Stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
Do you need a companion to hang out with? There's now such a thing as Rent a Friend.
God, this is so dumb.
Is it?
Yes.
No, wait, man. You see that? Like, if I could hire a hype guy to follow me around, or like a wingman just to talk about how cool I am, like if I was trying to impress chicks at a bar, for sure.
Okay, because that's what you would want.
Yeah, right. Yeah, someone to sit around and be like, man, you're looking good tonight, man. You feeling good? Because you're looking good.
Dave, I just want to offer up my services for that.
Oh, really?
Also, yes, I'll throw that out there. Whatever they're charging, I'll
if this was
it.
Like Rent a Dog or Rent a Puppy, I would be in, but I don't want to rent a friend because that's too much work.
Yeah, actually, you're right. A puppy would be better. Like, if I could rent a Vespa and a puppy.
A puppy.
Game over.
If you could bring a puppy into a bar, that would be much better. A much better way to break the ice than some clown who has nothing better to do than paid to be your friend.
Here's the thing, is that it's a platonic site, not meant for dating.
Okay.
Strictly platonic companionship. And anyone can apply for the $24.95 per month fee plus the friends fee, which ranges from $10 to $50 per hour.
It's not bad.
$50 per hour.
How creepy do you think guys are going to be on this, though? Like, they're for sure going to, like, hire female friends, right?
The high-end friends.
The $50
friends.
Get the girlfriend experience.
Yeah.
Man, like, I get it. You know, if you need somebody, this is not the way to go about
that. So everything is on demand now, right? And we're all impatient and we don't want to sit around and wait for stuff when your phone's taking too long to do anything or your computer is. You're super impatient with that. Everything is the push of a button now. A friend should not be the push of a button, because do you ever get to that point where you really enjoy the person's companionship and then you go, man, this is so awesome. Like, do you ever want to hang out sometime outside of work? And then they say no.
Yeah, it's like you've fallen in love with a hooker.
Yeah.
Hooker with a heart of gold, though.
Yeah. That's a friend with a wallet of stone.
Right? Wallet of stone, yeah. So Floyd Mayweather Jr., heck of an athlete, right?
I mean,
real douchebag of a person.
Horrible,
heck of an
person. Yeah. Greatest athlete we've ever seen as a boxer in our lifetime.
Sure. So he was participating in a charity basketball game at Pauley Pavilion, the home arena of the UCLA Bruins down in Los Angeles, and
they allow him on a college?
I know, right?
Campus? Really?
There's a street ball phenom that is known as Bone Collector.
Yeah.
Okay.
And old Bone Collector dribbled a few times through his legs and put the ball through Mayweather's legs before getting it back. Mayweather stayed kind of poised on his toes until moments later when Bone Collector performed a nasty crossover and Mayweather just fell onto his back.
Yeah,
just totally tripped him up. Just broke his ankles.
Yes.
And that's when Bone Collector drained a three-pointer while his team celebrated. But Mayweather going down, just a real delight. Is there a more excitable crowd than a dunk contest crowd or a street ball contest?
I love those old and one.
Yeah, those were awesome, right?
Those were so good.
Stuff. Yeah. So cool.
So good. I want to see, you know, hey, Floyd, why don't you stop trying to play basketball, something you're obviously not good at, and prove that you're the greatest of all time and fight Triple G.
I just like seeing Mayweather go down. So like any excuse to see him on his back just delights me.
Fight Triple G, you bitch.
Didn't sound right. So cops in Texas have found the girl who was licking the tub of the Bluebell ice cream. You guys saw this, right? So it's this new challenge where people will open items in stores. And in this case, it was a tub of Bluebell ice cream. She licks the top and then puts it back.
Lick it. Oh, you foul. Put it back. Oh.
The one that's circulating hard today is the guy with the Arizona ice cream jug.
So
spits
disgusting.
In it and then puts
Ruin
it back.
Ruin their lives.
Yes.
Ruin. This is like, what are you like when you have reeked? This is how you know, as a society, like we are in the waning years, because we have reached peak stupidity. When you think that it's going to be a good idea to spread your nasty ass germs and possibly who knows what other diseases you have to other people contaminating food. Like, what the hell are you doing? At least the Arizona tea, that one, it's like you can tell that the seal has been broke. Traditionally,
but doesn't most ice cream have
Bluebell? Doesn't have
really
the, Bluebell doesn't have
the little plastic thing that comes off
it
the top.
Just, I don't know if the plastic's not on there, but it's not one that's like under the cap on there, which I feel like they should have. There should be a clear way to tell if a seal has been broken on your food. And also, Bluebell.
Do you think this is Breyer's ice cream just messing with Bluebell and making them start to put the safety cover on all their ice cream?
Bluebell has already screwed themselves. I mean, if you remember a few years ago,
where they were killing people.
4 years ago, Bluebell was like on the, had a rocket under it. It's getting distributed nationwide here in Las Vegas. They were getting, they were in all sorts of stores.
I remember it was like a huge deal when they came into the Las Vegas market. Because, regionally, especially down in Texas, Bluebell is enormous.
Yeah.
And then it makes its way here and everyone's all excited. And then, whoops, start killing people. You'd think that almost everyone, especially if companies kind of made a point of how safe their food is with their seals at this point. If this sort of trend starts to continue.
The internet, I just cannot understand. And I know that a lot of people are going to give me grief about saying ruin their lives. When you are intentionally doing something to harm someone else, knowing good and well what you're doing, and then you're putting it out there for,
because you think it's funny,
or for gratification of yourself,
gratification or just views.
Yes,
you want to be a social media star.
You're not even making any money, you idiots.
You can't even monetize it, you loser.
God, yeah. So they're talking about 2 to 20 years in prison. She's not going to get that.
No, she's a juvenile, so they're not going to throw her in jail for 20 years. But the bearded loser with the
Arizona
guy's
clearly in his 20s.
Yeah.
Maybe even 30.
Yeah, put him in jail until he's 50. I'm fine with that. I am.
Maybe not that long.
I agree.
I'm for the death penalty.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, how do you go see a concert for 45 cents? See 50 cents featuring Nickelback. Ha!
Message deleted.
Shut up.
That was a great joke.
I bet you're great at parties. Really? I bet everybody in the office thinks you're hilarious. You know that guy? Is there anything more annoying? So it's... When we were growing up, you know, obviously the internet wasn't nearly as prevalent as it is today. So, but back in the day, guys thought they were funny if they could repeat funny movie lines. They thought they were funny.
That was actually what everyone used to do. Is you just sit around and quote lines from Dumb and Dumber and Office Space and Anchorman, and that was just how you were funny.
But now, it has evolved. It's not so much the movie quotes anymore, because I think everybody's so fractioned, but the one thing that everybody is on is social media. So the new movie quote guy
is the meme guy, right?
It's the meme lord.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the edgy meme lord. If like all they do is send you 100 memes, it's like you're not funny.
It's like that the F Jerry account on like the funny part is always the meme that they've stolen, and then they have a little witty write up beneath
which
it,
which is awful.
That's always terrible.
Like the fat Jewish, like that guy, God. Like what the, I am so glad that it finally came out that all he was doing was stealing everybody else's stuff. This guy was getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not close to millions of dollars.
He still is getting a bunch of money. It's tapered off, but he's still getting a ton of money.
Well, he had like a deal with Comedy Central worked out and a whole bunch of other stuff. But all you are is a content thief. If you are repurposing other people's jokes.
Like as a comedian, you get crucified for that.
Yeah.
If you're stealing other people's material, if you're a meme lord, for some reason, it's okay.
There's something to be said about somebody who can curate, but you are not necessarily funny. It means you have good taste in what's funny, but you are not funny.
Are not funny. And that's okay. You just have to know your limitations.
Yeah.
Get in your lane.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, yo, Ian. Yeah, Ian. What's up, bro?
Message deleted.
Was he saying, yo, Ian?
Yo, Ian.
Yo, Ian.
Does he want to fight, or was that a genuine hello?
Ian. What's up, bro?
See, he sounds like he's stepping to me. I don't like that.
I feel like that's the head, chin up, nose up, like, sup, bro?
Sup, bro, where we get really close. Like, really, really close.
You're both wearing tank tops. You're, like, kind of, like, bumping chests a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just start making out.
And you just
sup, bro?
Love you, too. He definitely wanted to fight,
or something.
Come on,
whatever, man. You should be. Your body's young. You're supple. Live your best life.
I never understood that. That's happened to me so many times at bars. Just the random guy. Sup?
I'm gay.
What? Guys are trying to fight you when you go out.
Is that sometimes?
Like, is it when you're drunk though? Because when you're sober, you're one of the nicest people I've met.
And of course, it's when you're drunk.
I'm super nice when I'm drunk too.
I don't know.
I think you might have an air of superiority.
Superiority, yes. Maybe I'm just a little bit more confident, and then maybe that's what gets them. I don't know.
Yes, I can steal your girl if I want to.
So, please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I kind of want to know if other people have to deal with this. My girlfriend can't tell a story without mentioning every minuscule detail. I mean, so much so that people forget what the story is about. Like, oftentimes I have to just jump in and be like, okay, this is actually what happened. Done. I mean, let alone if it's a funny story, forget it. Everyone's just staring at the end.
Message deleted.
Most people are bad storytellers.
Really bad story. Yeah. And we find ourselves doing the same thing where you focus on the minutia of a story.
Yeah, you're like, just get to the point. What happened?
Yeah.
Leave out all the unnecessary details. Some things are very necessary. Some things need to be embellished.
Yes.
And other things just totally cut. Cutting room floor.
We don't need to know where you were going or what you were doing. Why?
You were just driving down the road going somewhere.
3 seconds instead of 30 seconds. We should hire, like they have these people who do these things in radio where they're consultants, where they tell us how to tell stories better.
And You're like, even your presentation is boring. Like, why don't you wrap it up, buddy?
We should hire those people for these people, though. We can put your person with our person.
Are we subletting? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, maybe if it could fill some of the void that we have to pay, I'm in.
I was just thinking about what it must have been like to be the guys that received, like, the first wedgie ever. Because, you know, it wasn't a thing at one point. Whoever was doing it, I'm sure, had never done it before. So they probably didn't know the amount of force they needed. Probably really pulled them way up.
Message deleted.
I mean, any of those first things that used to happen to you when you were a kid. I mean, can you imagine being the first person to get a swirly?
Oh, God. Man. How did you even come up with that idea?
Right? You're like, I'm going to take your head and drown you in the toilet. But keep you from totally dying by flushing it.
I feel like these, you know, they certainly were, they were awkward, they were fumbling around, like everything. It takes years to perfect either the wedgie, the swirly, the first one. I think somebody died.
Somebody did die. Can you imagine being the first person to give a purple nurple?
Oh.
You figure out just how sensitive the nipple is, then you go,
the wet willy?
Oh, my God. Ah.
You know what's even worse when you see
Cleveland
somebody?
Steamer?
Oh, God.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is that not a funny joke?
No. That's a crime in several states.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Can we just agree that we are at the point in life and we are all smart enough and wise enough after seeing what the bulls do to people that the running of the bulls is a really stupid idea?
I love it. I love it. I love watching people think that they can get really close to those bulls, and then those bulls just wreck them. Just a horn going somewhere the sun don't shine.
See, it's different if it's like the matador, right? Because the matador is out there intentionally taunting the bull and in some cases killing the bull, right?
Yes. In every case, they kill the bull.
Oh, do they kill it every time?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just man versus beast, and you have chosen to be on the wrong side of that.
I feel like the running of the bulls is a more even one, because even if the matador gets, you know, they still kill the bull, you know, so it's...
In this case, though, three different runners were gored by the bulls during the annual festival, and I don't feel bad for those people.
No.
Especially when it's a 46-year-old man from San Francisco.
What are you doing?
Gored in the neck in the city's bull ring at the end of the 930-yard course. He required surgery.
Yeah.
23-year-old man from Florence, Kentucky, and a 40-year-old Spanish man. They were both gored in the thigh. Two young Spanish men sustained head injuries as well. If you're 23, I kind of get it.
Do
it. If you're 40, no. If you're 46, hell no.
Know your physical limitations. Like, we have, you know, I think it takes a long time for a lot of us to figure out that, like, oh, we're not going to be these great athletes, or the abilities that we had 20 years ago have diminished. You can run with the bulls and you don't have to get close to the bulls. Just run down the street.
Yeah, just
that's all you got to do.
Just get a head start, and then when you see him coming, just quickly duck underneath the fence.
Yeah. Don't try to get close. Don't you know what? You flew too close to the sun.
Yep.
And then you got a horn in your butt.
Have you ever seen that one where, like, the horn just fully, like, goes?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, boy.
I love those pictures.
Different kind of horny. 13-year-old boy, speaking of goring, stabbed his 15-year-old brother in Florida, and he told deputies he'd rather go to jail than spend 8 hours in the car with his sibling.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
It was a multi-tool is what he stabbed him with, so I don't even know exactly what it was, but it was just one of those things that has, you know, a whole bunch of different tools
like
on it.
Leather punch and, like a weird, why there's always said tweezers,
tired,
and a corkscrew.
Yeah, tired of his brother picking on him. And so he about a 45-minute drive from Pensacola, and it wasn't an 8-hour car ride. It was 45 minutes that he was going to have to ride with him. And so he just started stabbing him,
so
and sure
dramatic.
Enough, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and brought to juvenile detention.
You grew up, you have four other brothers.
Four brothers and a sister.
And, that's a lot of people, especially if you're all in one vehicle together.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty widely known that siblings fight. Always.
Yeah.
That's, you know, what was the worst injury sustained by a brother from a brother?
So it wasn't during a fight. There was a couple of injuries that were sustained as a result of the brother. Like my head getting cracked totally open. That was during a sledding incident. My brother
jumped
on top of me and pushed my face down into it and then rolled off the sled. And, and I'm like, oh, why is he rolling off the sled? And boom, right into a tree instead of like helping me steer away. Cool. Thanks, Daniel. My older brother broke his leg when we were playing Trolls. It was like in between two cribs. We had one of those little plastic slides that we had made the bridge that went over. And of course, it didn't stay. And he fell and broke his leg. And then another time with my older brother, I was chasing him around the house with, I think it was either like one of those big knives or one of those big... I don't remember if it was one of those big knives or one of those pitchforks. You know what I'm talking about? Like if you're carving up a roast, you use like a pitchfork to hold it.
Yes, my God, like, maniac.
I was chasing him around the house with that. And he threw a basketball at me to get me away from him. And the basketball, it was one of those forks because the basketball stuck to it and it popped the basketball. And he got in trouble for popping the basketball.
You were chasing him
in your face, John Suckin.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Explain so much about Dave. He is a true psychopath.
What'd you say about me?
I can't run either.
Oh, no.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, we have some passes for NBA Summer League. If you know the show, here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You remember, Dave, and Ian, you were probably too young to remember the website.
Hell yeah, bro.
And it was kind of like MySpace and Facebook before they were ever a thing. And I found this site.
With your own journaling?
With my own journaling.
Oh, we gotta find
God.
That.
God. So it was a website that was used for expressing your thoughts on the internet before expressing your thoughts on the internet was a thing that everyone did.
I was ahead of the curve.
You were ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of the curve.
In fact, I blame you. I blame you for how today is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we certainly led to this.
So the thing is with broadcasting thoughts, right?
Yep.
Like in order to broadcast thoughts and opinions, you used to have to spend years and years and years cultivating an audience. Maybe you're a popular news anchor. Maybe you're a writer in a newspaper. It took forever in order to get to that point where you had a big audience and a big platform. But it came with years and years of establishing credibility.
And trial and tribulation, too.
You
like
bet.
You figure out what to do and how to do it, or you should have, to reach that level where it's literally hitting mass appeal.
In order to have a voice, a powerful voice, it took a long time. And now, unfortunately, everyone has a voice on social media, and that's the problem, is that there's a lot of people who would never, ever be able to earn that sort of credibility because they're just too stupid, or they don't have anything interesting to say, or a lot of times they're factually incorrect. None of those things were allowed previously when it came to having a voice. But there's a website that Mahoney was talking about from back in the day where you used to be able to broadcast your thoughts in a way, write down your thoughts, and if you are the first person with the correct answer as to what that website is, I'd never even heard of it before, but also I'm not like
you,
big
you
on expressing
also
my
were
feelings.
Like the internet's not a thing until like 2012.
No, I wasn't.
You're like Blackberries forever.
I did have a Blackberry. I did hang on to the Blackberry for too long. I could just type on it really quick, man. I just have some fast fingers.
You're like, I love my Sidekick and my BlackBerry. I'm never getting rid of this pager.
I never had a Sidekick. I did have a pager. I did have numerous beepers. But what was that website that Mahoney was talking about? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name's Cole, and he's talking about Live Journal.
Live Journal, yeah. Nothing's
going to ever keep you down. Were you familiar with Live Journal, Cole? Have you heard of that before, or is this a first for you today?
You know, I remember a bunch of teenage girls were doing it when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He's not.
I was trying to get, I was a young man. I was a teenager and trying to date other teenage girls. Figured I was, you know, the nice guy route.
Are you sure that you weren't trying to date a bunch of teenage boys? If that was the way to lure the teenage boys.
There weren't a lot of teenage boys on there. I was,
exactly.
I was different,
yes,
Dave.
Oh.
I was a nice guy. I was in tune with my feelings, sir.
Boy, that shell game sure fell apart, didn't it? Cole, thanks for listening, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love to the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.